Johnny hit another button. Into view flashed the Tolnep planet and its five moons. It was remarkably detailed.
Lord Schleem, is this the Tolnep planet and its moons?
Schleem laughed.
It wouldn't do me any good to say no, would it? Yes, Devil. It doesn't take an astronomy professor like our friend the Hoven here to detect that that is Tolnep and its five moons.
He laughed, easily.
Very good. Then, as a native of Tolnep and someone undoubtedly fond of its moons, could you tell me which moon you like best?
This sudden dive sideways made Schleem wary. He was only giving it half his attention. There would be a while before the fleet could arrive, he supposed, but they might send a scout racing ahead. He glanced at his watch. He fingered the bottom of the scepter. He was preoccupied with how to get these emissaries outside, so both they and the guards could be all taken in at one twist of the scepter bottom.
Well, I'm afraid I have better things to do at home than stand around gazing at moons.
Which one do you like the least?
Persisted Johnny.
Oh, any of them,
said Schleem easily. Johnny smiled. The dragon on the helmet flashed and seemed to move as he turned to the emissaries.
As Lord Schleem has no preference,
said Johnny, reaching out with the pointer beam,
we will choose this one, a Sart.
And he tapped it with the light.
Notice the peculiar crater patterns, these five ellipses, that make this moon distinctive.
A sudden chill hit Schleem. A Sart. Covered under its surface were the huge shops and hangars of the entire Tolnep Navy. To this place, local freighters took the parts of space vessels, and on a Sart, they were reassembled. The mighty non-atmosphere ships of Tolnep could not even take off from a planetary surface. Before every material or crew delivery, all the heavens were combed for hostile surveillance. Before every war vessel launch, surface-fired spy ships rose from Tolnep itself and scanned the skies. The function of a Sart was a hard-kept secret. How had this devil come upon such data? Or was it a lucky choice? Schleem felt a crawling unease. And then, abruptly, any worry he had was dispelled. The devil with the strange beast on his helmet said,
Could I ask all your lordships to come outside? Seats have been placed for your ease, and there will be what I think you will find an interesting demonstration.
He had just unwittingly solved Schleem's problem.